The Ouija board is probably the most successful and recognizable object that came out of the age of spiritualism in this country.
Circle the board. One's for each of us.
Is there real harm in using a Ouija board, or is it just a game?
It goes around to letters and spells out a word. It is communicating with demonic spirits. It is a dangerous thing, and I strongly urge people not to get involved in it.
And the thing of it is when you conjure, because that's what you're doing using this Ouija board, you have no idea who is coming in. You do not know if they are of the right intention. Do not use a Ouija board. Find a reputable psychic or medium who can help you.
Did you play with a Ouija board as a kid? Do you think it's just a harmless game, or do you think it can serve as some type of invitation for evil to enter your life? My name's Amanda Zimmerman, and in this podcast, we'll be diving into the interesting world of Ouija boards. We'll talk about their history, we'll hear some stories, and finally, we'll talk to some believers and some non-believers. In 1891, the first advertisements for the Ouija board came out, calling it the Wonderful Talking Board. It was first sold from a Pittsburgh toy and novelty shop, calling it a link between the known, the unknown, the material, and the immaterial. The board consists of all the letters of the alphabet, numbers 0 through 9, yes and no at the uppermost corners, goodbye at the bottom, and a planchette, a tool with a clear center used to read messages received. You're supposed to play with more than one player, each player placing two fingers on the planchette and asking the board questions about the past, present, or future. It is said that the Ouija board was born straight out of the 18th century American obsession with spiritualism, the belief that the living can communicate with the dead. While those in the scientific community criticize and label supernatural beliefs associated with the Ouija board as pseudoscience, some Christian denominations warn people not to use the board for fear that it can lead to demonic possession. I was a Ouija board kid. I got my Ouija board when I was around 7 years old and got rid of it by the time I was 14. I would bring it to sleepovers, I'd bring it to playdates, and it was the number one thing to do when I went over to my best friend's house. Which is super weird to think that's what we wanted to do at sleepovers, but hey, I guess we were weird kids. There were some rules that we would follow every time we played with the Ouija board. These included not letting the Ouija board touch the ground. We would all always have to have at least two fingers on the planchette before we started to play. We would chant, "We summon you, insert name," 4 times before beginning a session. And finally, the biggest rule of all, we would never summon anyone but our dead relatives. Except for one time, when we were around 9 years old on an island 5 miles off the coast of Salem, Massachusetts, called Baker's Island. We were there for vacation with our families, like we were every summer for a few years, and of course we brought the Ouija board. There were 5 of us, and as we were setting up, 3 of my Catholic friends got blessed by their mothers, which was a tradition for every time we would play. They were blessed with water from the sink, and our mothers would beg us not to play. But we would convince them that it was just an innocent game and that there were probably magnets in the board planted to fool people. We gathered around and we began to play. We didn't summon anyone, instead we just asked if anyone was there. First, there was no response, or at least not as quick as we were used to. And we got a little frustrated and debated if we should just summon an uncle or something. I remember how bad it was storming that night, and the fact that this island has no electricity made it a little bit scarier. Finally, when my older sister asked if anyone was there one more time, the planchette began to move. Fast. It started to spell out curse words, almost too quick to catch. I remember our older sisters looking at each other and laughing, but it was really scary. In the end, we concluded that we summoned the clouds, because all little kids know that clouds get angry when it storms. Although I was really young when what I now call the cloud incident occurred, I do remember one specific detail. It started to thunder when they were playing, but I didn't really think anything of it because thunderstorms were normal. I asked my younger sister, Hannah, who was around 5 years old at the time, to share her experience. You're listening to what she sent me.
I remember being so scared, I ran out to the deck where my mom was and tried to like hide in her for comfort. When I peeked up from her, I saw Jackie, my sister, and her friend Jackie shaking their hands to the clouds and trying to apologize. And that image still stays in my head to this day because it was so weird and scary to me and I didn't understand what was happening. I thought the clouds were actually really mad at us and I didn't know what I did. I remember just being terrified. I started hysterically crying. I remember my mom saying to Jackie and Amanda that she hated the Ouija board and that she was done with it after that. I don't know if Jackie and Amanda played with the Ouija board with their friends after that day, but I do know it was the last time I ever sat in the corner and watched them play.
I had to find out what my friends think about Ouija boards, and I knew I couldn't be the only one with a crazy story. When I asked on Instagram if any of my followers have ever played with the Ouija board as a kid, only 31% of around 300 people that voted said yes. When I asked if they believed if Ouija boards existed, 44% of people said yes. To get a better idea of what kind of people were voting, I then asked, "Do you believe in psychics?" 57% of people said yes, while only 27% of people have ever actually been to a psychic. I then left an open submission box for anyone to submit any strange stories they have about Ouija boards. And as I expected, the cloud incident has some competition. The first submission I got was from Kira, who's around 16 years old and my younger sister's friend. She said shortly after her grandpa passed away, her and her friends decided to play with a Ouija board. They asked for the spirit's name and it spelled out Harry, which was her grandfather's name. She got a little freaked out and decided to just watch her friends play instead of playing herself. They asked for the spirit's name again, and it again spelled out Harry. Then Kira decided to ask a question that none of her friends would know the answer to. She asked for the name of her grandpa's band that he played in the 60s and 70s, and the board spelled out the right answer. The next submission I got was from Salma, who has a pretty crazy story. She said, "When I was younger, my mom was obsessed with Ouija boards, and we played it all the time. Weird things always happened in my old house, like we would hear voices or footsteps, or things would randomly fall or move from their place, so that's why she started using it to see if it would work. One year, my cousin visited from Egypt, and my one cousin was probably 15 at the time and spoke slash understood no English at all. But for some reason, whenever she played the Ouija board with us, it would be super active, but we always thought someone was messing around. So we had her use it alone, and it was communicating with us in perfect English. But she didn't even know the English alphabet, so we were super freaked out. We had a neighbor who had some psychic abilities, and she told us that she got a vibe off my cousin that she also had some type of ability. We would have her use the Ouija board alone, and every time it would communicate with us and tell us stories." The last story I'll share is from my friend Olivia, who wanted to tell the story herself.
So one time I was at my friend's birthday party sometime in high school, and we were outside. My friend had a Ouija board, so we decided we wanted to play it. The first thing we asked it was, what was its name?
I decided not to include the name because that freaks me out.
We asked if it was a good spirit or a bad spirit. It spelled out bad. So then we got kind of scared, and all of a sudden the board started going crazy and we started kind of freaking out. So we said goodbye, but the next morning I woke up and there was dry blood all over my nose, all over my mouth. I didn't know if they were related, but it happened, so yeah.
I decided to interview my roommates to see what they think about the Ouija board.
So you said you played with the Ouija board once before, right?
Just once with my friends, because we sat down to try to play with it, but then my friend's mom came in and told us we probably should not be playing with it, so we stopped and put it away because we got scared.
Was she scared?
My friend or the mom?
The mom.
Yes, she believes in all of that stuff, so she told us we shouldn't be messing with it because we would get ourselves into something we probably couldn't have gotten out of.
But do you consider yourself a believer?
I would consider myself a believer. I don't have anything to base that off of, but I've always kind of been a superstitious person, and it's hard for me not to believe in that stuff.
Have you ever played with the Ouija board?
Yes, I played with the Ouija board at my friend's house, but nothing happened.
So do you consider yourself a believer of the Ouija board?
No, I don't believe they work.
Why?
because I feel like spirits, if they do exist, have so much power, they're not gonna sit and spell out words for me. And you have to be like a religious person to contact spirits. You can't just walk in and find one yourself.
Have you ever played with a Ouija board?
No, I have not.
Why? Is it something that you would ever do, or?
I would never play with a Ouija board. I don't know, every time like someone takes it out or has it at their house, I like refuse to be in there. And like if they're gonna play with it, I'll just leave. I can't. I don't know, I feel like just like spirits and stuff freak me out. So I'm like, I feel like they have to be real, how people like contact other dead people. So I'm just like, I don't play around with that.
If I took out a Ouija board right now, would you play with it?
Absolutely not. Ouija boards scare me so much because I believe in them and I do not want to mess with any of that.
Yes, I would. I think it would be interesting to see what could happen, even though I don't believe in what it can do.
Hell no.
In the end, it all comes down to your belief system and whether or not it's good or bad to believe that spirits exist. For some, it's comforting to know that there could be a way to communicate with those who have passed. And for others, they believe that our time on Earth is all that we have and that is what should be valued. And then you have the people that don't think twice about it. All I know is that all this talk about Ouija boards got me pretty freaked out, to where me and my housemates actually decided to sage our entire house after I finished this podcast. As long as you stay safe and remember to be considerate of other people's beliefs, I think that's all that really matters. I'd like to thank my sister Hannah and my friends Julia, Caitlin, Anna, Olivia, as well as the other friends that helped me get submissions for helping me create this podcast. And I'd also like to thank the iconic Fleetwood Mac and Florence the Machine for helping me set the mood.